It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend with Pause and Listen. Got a question about your pet's health or behavior? We have the answers. Now your host for Pause and Listen, the founder and CEO of Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome to Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown. I'm local veterinarian, started this show back in July. Really happy today to have a special guest back with me. So I think we've done a couple shows together, Marina. Is that right?
Yes, thanks for having me back.
So I have Marina Rockinger with me, and we have a really interesting subject we're going to talk through today. Marina's a passionate pet owner, a passionate believer in the benefits that pets provide, and I really enjoy having you on. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. And just to remind people, so I have two German Shepherds. One is, she's kind of becoming an old lady, I guess. You would know that better than me, right? Like, she's almost eight.
Okay.
Is that kind of getting up there, would you say, for a German Shepherd?
Yes.
And
we would call those the senior years.
She's a senior. Yes. I don't think she'd like it if I called her an old lady.
No.
And then our other German Shepherd is Murphy. So the older one is Lexi. Murphy is 3.5.
Not a senior.
Not a senior.
Not
at
a
all.
Senior.
He's still kind of a puppy, actually.
Yeah. So just to remind everybody, this is Pause and Listen. We're on every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3 here on Northwest News Radio. We love having questions come in. So go to the Cara Veterinary, that's C-A-R-A, Veterinary website, and we have a Pause and Listen landing page. You can submit questions on there. You can also, we have all the previous shows on there. So if you're driving down the road and you want to listen to that, or if you're sitting at home, and we have some really fascinating subjects we've had, and I've had some very special guests on the show today.
Yeah, you learn a lot for sure.
Yeah. So, Marina, you just brought up something really quick when you're introducing your dogs.
Yeah.
When is my dog old?
Yeah, I mean, and that's like, you know, I know a German Shepherd. I think as they age, it seems like they're a little older at that age than maybe like a Dachshund, right?
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
size.
A 7-year-old Chihuahua is not the same as a 7-year-old Great Dane.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And there's many factors that come into play for that that determine when is a dog old, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with people, we're all the same.
Yeah.
You know,
kind of figure
species,
it out.
Right? So, and we have the differences in the breeds are dramatically different that way. And so in general, the smaller dogs tend to live longer, and the bigger the dog, they tend to have the shorter lifespan. There's certainly some mixes within that sum, right? Mm-hmm. So some breeds that have, like a King Charles Spaniel, who's one of my favorite breeds ever.
Yeah, if you don't know what that is, look it up. They're really cool.
Oh my gosh.
They're really pretty.
Yeah, I could spend all my time looking on social media.
Yeah.
King Charles puppies, right?
Yeah.
They're adorable. But they have a high incidence of heart disease, which ultimately can affect their expected life expectancy.
Okay.
So, but in general, you're exactly right. The smaller the dogs have a longer lifespan for them. So
I had a mixed breed. His name was Barney, and he was sort of this mix of, we don't even know, like Dachshund something. He was smaller and he lived to like 14, 15 years old.
Right.
And then, but ever since then, we kind of became German Shepherd lovers, and we've had four and learning that the bigger dogs just don't, like you said, they don't live nearly as long.
Right. And what's important for that is to kind of get an idea of your own individual dog's life expectancy.
Right.
And it's important to understand that, and we'll talk about some new emerging data that's coming out.
Yes.
But even stepping back for a minute, it's just like with us, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you start getting colonoscopies when you turn 50, I think is the guideline right now. Mm-hmm. And when we think of things like that, whether it's blood work or whether it's a heart check or having a liver ultrasound done, certainly is, we need to first of all determine, when is my dog a senior? Or when is my cat a senior too? We haven't even mentioned about cats.
Right.
Cats don't have all the different breeds, as many as the dogs do. So it's more consistent with cats.
Well, I was going to ask you that. So with cats, most cats, it seems to me, if they're indoor, live anywhere, between 15 to 18 or something?
Yeah,
in there?
15 to 20 is kind of that range.
Does the size matter as well? Like if you have a small cat versus a Maine Coon? Like
no, I haven't seen much difference on that. So certain breeds have some other issues. Some of your purebred cats, partly because there could be some inbreeding going on, can certainly affect some of the, and not all purebred cats are inbred, I don't mean that, but in some of them are, and that can affect that lifespan.
Sure.
And I think it's interesting because in general, as a veterinarian, we work on everything, horses and worked on elephants and camels and all sorts of things in my career, as well as lots of little things. And it, for me, it's always been fascinating because between different species, the mm-hmm. smaller ones tend to have a shorter lifespan. So if you think about a mouse or a gerbil, tends to live a lot shorter than an elephant.
Interesting. Right? Yeah, you're right. So for me,
it's always been interesting when we think through that. But then when we look at our dogs, where it's the reverse, right? Mm-hmm. Where the smaller dogs live longer.
Yeah.
So it's been always fascinating
to
me.
Well, I have a question for you about bunnies, about rabbits. So we have some friends who have rabbits as pets.
Great.
And I asked her, and I can't remember even what they have because there's a few, but they were kind of a medium-sized rabbit, really soft. And I asked, well, what's the average lifespan? And I think she said like 8 or 10 years. It didn't seem that long.
Yeah, that's about the average for a rabbit. It's 7 to 10 years
after
that.
It doesn't seem like
for domestic rabbits. I think the rabbits that I see going through my yard probably don't typically live that long on the outside because of all the predators that they have.
Yeah. Right. Interesting.
We should do a whole section on rabbits. Rabbits are a fascinating pet.
And do you see them as a veterinary?
I personally don't, but some of my doctors, so you know, Cara Veterinarian has 10 locations around here, and some of them see rabbits, some don't. You can look on our websites and determine that. It's really depending on the doctor. So I did a little bit early on in my career, but I didn't spend enough time with them to feel confident to stay with where I'm. And I've always had a colleague next to me that loves their bunnies and loves their rabbits and is a much better source of that information or surgery or whatever's needed for them.
It would be really interesting to find out. I don't have a desire to own one, but like, I mean, it would be kind of cool, but to kind of find out what it takes to own a rabbit and what veterinarians look for.
I think we should do a whole section on
that.
Because I was just actually with Dr. Beagley today at our Bremerton location, All Creatures Animal Hospital, and there was a rabbit coming in through the front door
in
to see Dr. Beagley.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. So back to aging.
Yeah.
And so before your shepherds, you said you had a beagle mix. And
I don't know what he was. Dachshund,
some
beagle, who knows?
Heinz 57,
Which
Heinz is obviously the best dogs.
Yeah.
So tell me about the process as, what was his name?
Barney.
As Barney was getting older, how did you and your husband kind of work through that with him? And what were the questions? You as a pet owner, the mother of of Barney, how did you kind of go through that stage?
Yeah, and it was tough, too, because we also had a Cairn Terrier, which I always explain to people. It was like Toto from The Wizard of Oz. Looked exactly like Toto.
Cairn Terrier.
His name was Chip.
I love Cairn Terriers, by
the way,
too.
They're amazing dogs. Yeah. And Chip lived to be about 15. So Barney was before Chip. So these were two small dogs that we had that each lived to be like 14, 15 years old. And, you know, I think some of the questions we would ask just kind of in well checks and things like, how much longer do you think our dog has, you know,
or how
can we tell if they're not doing well, or what kinds of things should we look for, you know, with these dogs? And each of them did not die of anything but what I would consider, I guess, old age, just like organs failing. First sign of that is usually like they would have like some sort of mishap in the house with their bladders. And I kind of figure that's probably one of the first signs.
Can be. There's a lot of different signs, which after the upcoming break we'll kind of dive into, because they're important to be aware of. And it's often a really emotional time as a pet parent.
No doubt.
And there's always a little denial. Like, oh, my dog's not getting old.
So much so. Like, same. We were like, okay, no, there's something wrong with him. It can be fixed. And then ultimately it was like, he's just failing.
Yeah.
Everything is failing.
And it's a really hard time as a pet owner and dealing with that time.
Absolutely.
Once again, this is Peter Brown with very special guest with us today, Marina Rockinger. And we're talking all about pets and some of the signs as they get older. And we're going to dive into a recent study. So once again, pause and listen every Saturday from 2 to 3.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
In Renton, an earlier collision on 405 northbound, just north of State Route 167 that was blocking the HOV lane has been cleared. Still seeing some delays there as the backups from that collision, as well as another collision just north of there, close to 30th Street, continue to get clear. Tukwila to Bellevue taking just over 20 minutes right now. Bellevue to Tukwila in just under 20 minutes. Our next Northwest traffic at 224. I'm Sam Rongby.
Your pet is an irreplaceable family member. That's why Cara Veterinary should be your vet of choice. Cara puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Cara has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click CaraVeterinary.com to find the one that's near you. And see for yourself how Cara is reimagining the veterinary experience. Cara Veterinary, where the pet care experience is designed from the animal perspective. That's C-A-R-A Veterinary.com.
Tom Turner and another happy customer of Mathewson's Automotive in Renton.
I think it was a check engine light came on. So I just called Josh at Mathewson's, and we've just really enjoyed the experience of working with Mathewson's.
Quite a place, isn't it?
Great place, yeah. Absolutely. Great people and everything. And I just wanted to call and thank you for the Mathewson's recommendation.
Good service, good people. Mathewson's Automotive. Call 425-226-2965 or MathewsonsAutomotive.com.
The Master Wholesale Sale is happening now. The largest selection of in-floor heating in stock from Master Heat, SunTouch, Schluter, and New Heat. And now stocking heated towel bar warmers. More than 90 colors of grout and caulk in stock. Almost all ceramic tile and LVP are on sale. Plus, a huge inventory of Schluter and Weedy shower systems. Shop the largest selection of tile and stone installation products in the Northwest. Come into the store or shop online at MasterWholesale.com. 520 South Front Street in Seattle. Open 7 days a week.
Heavy rain, leaves, tree roots, they're all major factors that can wreak havoc on your plumbing system. But the pros at Best Plumbing know just how to tackle it. So, Devin, what are some of the signs homeowners need to look out for?
Drains flowing very slowly. They're draining slowly. Drains gurgling. Even, you know, signs on the outside of the house can be indicative of it, like a soft spot in the yard that might be just saturated with water.
I can't imagine Seattle's weather is going to help.
Weather and rain is a huge factor, especially in Seattle. Older homes have their downspouts tied into the sewer system. So oftentimes what can happen is as we have rainfall, it's still going into your sewer system and can cause backups if there's any kind of blockages. And of course, if it has nowhere to go, it's coming right back into the home.
So what can homeowners do to be proactive about their drains?
Yeah. Best Plumbing, the service that we provide is we actually have sewer camera equipment, so we can actually go in and do like a kind of preventative diagnostic. Also, we do provide drain cleaning services, try to get ahead of some of those problems that may occur.
Devin and his team at Best Plumbing are there for you 24/7. Find them online at bestplumbing.com. That's bestplumbing.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen, and your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back from break. This is Peter Brown, a local veterinarian and founder and owner of Cara Veterinary with our 10 locations all the way from up in Bellingham over to Bremerton, down in Parkland, and multiple sites in the Seattle proper as well as over on the east side. This is Pause and Listen. It's a show that I really wanted to get started as I built out Cara, partly based on all the questions and discussions I have with my family, my friends, my work friends or my clients that are out there. And it was an opportunity to address these issues to a wider population. So really enjoying the show. Marina is a very experienced radio host. Yeah.
Hi.
And so she's helped guide me through this process. And
it's been fun.
Yeah. And it's been great to share out. And it's been wonderful as I go through the community now and how many people are like, oh, are you Peter from Pause and Listen? So it's been, it's great to get to know you. And certainly welcome.
Likewise.
Welcome questions, any topics you'd like to cover, certainly go to our website and do that.
So, Peter, I sent you an email recently about something I hadn't really thought about too much before, and that was aging, like geriatric.
Yeah.
Pets. Yeah.
And it was
a new study.
Yeah, the study's fascinating, yeah. Isn't it? So, there's a lot of things here to kind of unearth on this,
yeah.
It's a example of something I'm seeing more and more in the industry, and that's a combination of the human medicine working together with veterinary medicine, which didn't really happen in the past.
No, not at all.
Right, and so it is a relatively a couple other, as the show goes on, a couple other situations is happening. But this specific study brought together University of Washington Medical School with Texas A&M Veterinary School and brought together as a project that they're working on together.
Yeah.
And it's very, a very important topic. And it's frailty study on the human side, as well as on the canine side.
Yeah. So we kind of know, like, you know, they doctors have always studied us as we get older, right?
Right, right.
But like, what about pet parents? And it's really hard to study the dog by asking them, right? So we have to rely on the pet parents as the dog ages to ask them the questions.
And I think as I was reading through the article and the results of this and where it's going, it reminded me a lot of what I do every day in practice. It's how do I help guide that question? Is it time?
Yeah, that's a tough
one. Are they old?
Yeah.
What should I do? And it's really, it's an emotional, difficult conversation. Answers are from everybody. I often tell clients, you will know when it's time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always true. Some people wait way too long.
Mm-hmm.
And so the design of this study, the Dog Aging Project, is really to start giving us some quantitative measurements of how do we determine where a pet is in the aging process.
Right. How to make those decisions based on their health, like what can be done.
Yeah. And combining the physical, right? Yeah. So there's a physical element of this. I know on the human side, one of the key elements they measure is how your strength with like squeezing things with your hand.
Right. Which we can't ask a dog to do.
Yeah. I think they would have we could ask them. We can always ask them, but I don't think they'd actually do it.
Hey,
so,
listen, Murphy, can you squeeze that ball with your paw?
Right. Yeah. But measuring some strength, so muscle, like thigh width, and looking at body condition score and different things to develop strength. Can they go up the stairs? And how is their coordination and all those things? There's also an element of, are they processing and digesting food normally?
Right.
And which can be a major indication of that they're becoming more frail. Yeah, they're still eating 3 cups a day, but they've, you know, their body condition has shrunk. They've lost 20 pounds and they're just not progressing.
Right. And you can see, you can plainly see that.
Yeah. So basically what, and then the other element is the whole emotional side, the mental side of things. Right.
Yeah.
And I've certainly experienced that with a couple of my pets as they get older. I had a golden retriever named Cougar.
Aww.
Surprise, surprise.
Cougar.
We're all cougars.
Love
so I think my son actually came up with that name. And he lived to be 16, which is a very old golden retriever.
Is it?
Yes.
So how old typically?
12 to 13, kind of at the max onto that.
Yeah. Wow, 16.
And he never got cancer. His liver and kidney was functioning perfectly.
Wow.
He had fairly good mobility, but really severe mental illness at the end.
How do you know when a dog is having mental illness?
We're going to discuss that
really
right in this whole next section, because it is really important. And I think as medicine progresses, both veterinary and human medicine, we've eliminated a lot of infectious diseases, right? Keep your dog vaccinated, keep them healthy. We've improved nutrition, which we've talked about on previous shows, on how do we feed them properly.
Mm-hmm.
And all this means that our pets are living longer.
So much longer, yeah.
So now we're seeing dementia. We're seeing...
Never thought of that.
Things like that we see in the human world that we probably didn't see in the human world 200 years ago.
No.
Because nobody lived long enough for that to happen.
And we certainly didn't see in the pet world either up until recently. Yeah.
So this is Peter Brown. I'm here with guest Marina Rockinger. This is Pause and Listen every Saturday, 2 to 3.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Taking a quick look at some I-5 travel times for you. Everett to Seattle on southbound 5, taking around 35 minutes. Seattle to Everett in just over 40. Seattle to Tacoma, taking around 30 minutes right now. Northbound Tacoma to Seattle in just over 35. Tacoma to Olympia, Olympia to Tacoma, both taking just over 25 minutes. Our next Northwest traffic at 2:34. I'm Sam Rongvi.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to TeamOKAnimalRescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. TeamOKAnimalRescue.org.
At Flower World, they're happy that fall is here. Cooler weather is easier on plants and people, and fall is for planting. If your garden suffered during the hot weather, now is the time to visit Flower World. Spruce up your garden fast with colorful mums, pansies, ornamental kale, and cabbage. Get a jump start now on next spring by planting well-established blueberries, strawberries, and raspberries. The growers at Flower World remind you that fruit trees planted now will bear fruit next summer. Looking for privacy? Flower World has plenty of trees, from 1 gallon to 15-foot tall evergreens. And 1 gallon azaleas are priced below wholesale at $6 for $29.99. Visit flowerworldusa.com to learn how to save 10% on all plants. Visit the produce market across the street from Flower World and get a gallon of fresh apple and pear cider. Or a 20-pound box of just-picked Honeycrisp apples for $39.99. That's less than $2 a pound. Located just north of Woodinville. Flower World. A world of flowers and plants and a whole lot more. FlowerWorldUSA.com.
This could be the start of a break-in.
Stop. This is Simply Safe.
Or the end of one.
Police are on their way.
Introducing the latest innovation in home security. 24/7 live guard protection. Only from Simply Safe. Now, agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Do me a favor. Grab your latest investment statements if you know where they are. How many do you have? A lot? How many different investments are in each statement? A bunch? Do you own individual stocks, bonds, sector funds, and stuff you don't understand? Yeah, I thought so. I'm Don McDonald, and I'm pretty sure you have a case of hodgepodgeitis. But don't worry, it's not terminal and can be cured. But it takes three things: a bit of time, some fiduciary guidance, and a plan. There's a problem, though. Most financial advisors can't or won't provide any of those. That's where we come in. Tom and I will provide you the help you need to overcome hodgepodgeitis in a free, no-obligation meeting with an Appella advisor at TalkingRealMoney.com. So, scan or take a picture of all those pages you gathered, then go to TalkingRealMoney.com, click on Meet an Advisor, and set up a free appointment online or by phone when it's convenient for you. Let us sort through the mess and help you get started on a better, simpler future plan. Just go to TalkingRealMoney.com or call 800-386-3004.
News Radio 1000, FM 97.7. Stay connected, stay informed.
I'm Kathy O'Shea, and here's what's happening. Federal investigators are recommending a crucial fix to some airplanes after the NTSB's final report on last year's float plane crash in Mutiny Bay. Como 4's Jeremy Harris reports from South Lake Union.
It was an uncontrollable dive that sent the float plane into the waters off Whidbey Island, killing all 10 people on board. The NTSB's final report confirming what investigators suspected early on. This piece, known as an actuator, had separated in flight, causing the plane to pitch down and plunge straight into the water. Kenmore designed this fix, attaching a small cable to make sure even if this piece came unscrewed, it would stay connected, preventing the fatal free fall that happened off Whidbey Island.
And they're the best plane for the service that we operate.
Kenmore's president, David Gudgel, says the float plane industry is still shocked by the Whidbey Island crash.
Anytime that something happens to the industry, it happens to all of us.
He says this small fix will make a big difference in making these planes safer.
The safe operation of these planes are critical to us. We put our friends and literally our family members in these planes every day.
Jeremy Harris, Como News.
A Pierce County judge ruled in favor of more than two dozen Washington counties in their lawsuit against the State Department of Social and Health Services. Como 4's Preston Phillips has more.
The counties, which include King, Pierce, and Snohomish, filed the suit in August accusing DSHS of refusing to admit patients who needed mental health evaluations for treatment. That includes people like murder and assault suspect Alexander J., who waited months to be admitted to Western State Hospital. The lawsuit also argues the agency released dozens of patients too soon to make room for other patients. A judge ordered DSHS to immediately evaluate any patient with behavioral health conditions and provide notifications when it releases patients.
Como 4's Preston Phillips.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Seeing some delays in Marysville on I-5 southbound, just south of 88th Street. An earlier collision that was blocking traffic has been cleared. However, we are still seeing delays of around 10 minutes as things get moving there once again. Once you get south of there, if you keep heading southbound on I-5, Everett to Seattle, taking around 35 minutes. Seattle to Everett in about 40. Our next Northwest traffic at 244. I'm Sam Rongvi.
The News Radio 1000 FM 97.7 forecast from the Northwest Crawl Space Services Weather Center.
More sunshine throughout the afternoon. Temperatures upper 70s to lower 80s around here. Over the next couple days, keeping it sunny on Sunday, and then here comes the rain on Monday. Gray skies, cooler temperatures to start the work week. Highs in the mid-60s at best on through the first half of the work week on Tuesday and Wednesday. And we get a few sun breaks by the end of the week. And the Como News and Thurns on Como News.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host, from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back to Pause and Listen. This is your host, Peter Brown. I'm here with guest Marina Rockinger.
Hello.
Yeah, thanks again, Marina, for being here.
Thanks for having me back.
I always love hearing about your pets.
Yeah, and they're always into something.
Yeah. Right before we went to break, we were talking about mental illness, dementia, and yes, elderly pets.
You brought it up in your own pet. You said you had a golden retriever that lived to be 16 and ultimately got some sort of dementia or mental.
He did, yeah. And it was gradual, right? Okay. The first signs of it we probably saw when he was 14 and a half. And initially I thought maybe because he was showing signs of getting confused.
Okay.
He was losing some weight and we couldn't quite figure out why. So went in and of course ran some blood work and got a full checkup on him. You know, as a doctor, as a pet of a veterinarian, they get examined all the time.
I'm sure.
It's hard for me to pet a dog without actually feeling their lymph nodes and checking their abdomen out, but it's out of habit. But anyways, and everything checked out perfectly normal. I mean, okay, he had complete healthy functions throughout his system. And we actually discovered he was kind of forgetting to eat.
Okay.
Right? So he would be like, the food's out there.
Yeah.
But once we actually started taking the food to him,
Then he would eat.
Okay. And his weight kind of stabilized out. He did some abnormal barking, right? Which was initially we thought, well, what's he hearing or seeing?
Right.
And then it quickly came out there was nothing.
He was just barking.
And yeah, and like continually.
Oh, wow.
And then he would definitely like, he would forget as it progressed to, he would go to the bathroom door when he wanted to go outside. Not the outdoor door.
Right. Oh, wow.
And he lived in the same house for 16 years.
Yeah, so he knows where the outdoor door is. Yeah.
And it, you know, finally progressed where he didn't recognize us and he was having accident but I think it was more he could control it, but he didn't even realize if he was inside or outside.
Okay.
Right. And it just, you know, the final straw for us is I don't think he was uncomfortable, but he was continually howling and barking and just out of, you know, and he wouldn't calm down even with petting and holding and, you know, and we finally made that decision at the end. But we're seeing that more and more often out there. And like I said before, it's because other things aren't, you know, we're saving a lot of lives and extending their lives. And and with that, something eventually happens. Like none of us live forever. Our pets don't live forever. And you had mentioned earlier, sometimes it's an organ failure. Sometimes it's
a cancer something like that. Yeah.
Sometimes it's mental illness where the brain decides to just kind of shut down. So back to this study that highly recommend you guys Google Dog Aging Project.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to find it.
Yeah, you can find it out there. There's actually a link on there if you Google that out where you can find a ways to help and potentially do some surveys.
I think they are looking for people to track their dogs and be a part of that project.
Yeah. And I think what's really important about this is giving us a numerical value rating on where a pet is in the process for multiple reasons. One is that gives us the ability to communicate to other professionals.
Right.
Right. Hey, we have this, you know, dog. It's a frailty score of 7. And, you know, we'd like you to, you know, it's coming in for a MRI. and going through that process, or when pets move, right, where we can kind of track that. It's also really important. I think you said Murphy's 8.5 now, right?
No, that's Lexi.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Lexi is about eight and Murphy is 3.5.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, get that's them confused. Okay. I get my own children mixed up all the time,
too. Exactly,
So, you know, Lexi at eight may not be old yet.
Right?
They're all different. Every 8-year-old German Shepherd is different. Mm-hmm. Some of them may be in some pretty end-of-life geriatric stages. That would be pretty unusual. Mm-hmm. But just because their average lifespan is 11, that's an average.
Right?
So when we think of where Lexi's at, is she starting to show some early signs?
So she's showing, like, for example, what you might expect. So her muzzle, it's getting very gray. Mm-hmm. She's got gray specks throughout her fur. She's a bicolor dog. So for anybody that doesn't know what that is, so if you see, like, police dogs, black with the brown legs.
Yep.
So she's the bicolor German Shepherd. And they call them the working breed, which, if you met Lexi, is anything but. But but anyway. And she's starting to show that around her muzzle. And she is slowing down a little.
Okay.
Although with, like, toys and stuff. She'll go for a toy in a heartbeat. That is her favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Right.
And that leads me to another question I want to ask you later about dogs when they're showing that frailty, but then they still want to play.
Sure.
Yeah,
no, that's great. And I think you mentioned something there about the grayness, and I'm actually in the process of growing a little bit of a beard, and it's coming in pretty gray.
I wasn't going to say anything.
The frailty score doesn't include graying as far as the frailty
think so,
score,
because
that's just really a cosmetic.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
You know,
it's
visual,
just normal aging. Yeah.
Right. And sometimes people do rate it. It's like, oh, and just with other people of like, oh, they're gray. They must be having problems.
They must be old.
You know, they're running marathons, right? So it doesn't really on there. But the slowing down is an interesting point, and I think we'll talk about that further and how would we score Lexi into this process and why is that important. So we'll be back here after the break and kind of dive into this further. I'm Peter Brown. This is Pause and Listen every Saturday, 2 to 3.
Your pet is an irreplaceable family member. That's why Cara Veterinary should be your vet of choice. Cara puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Cara has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click CaraVeterinary.com to find the one that's near you. And see for yourself how Cara is reimagining the veterinary experience. Cara Veterinary, where the pet care experience is designed from the animal perspective. That's C-A-R-A. Veterinary.com.
Ugh, after a big dinner, my nighttime heartburn would keep me up. I'd be taking antacid after antacid all night long. But then I tried Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day blocks my frequent heartburn for a full 24 hours, giving me one and done heartburn relief. Without heartburn keeping me up, I could have a restful night's sleep.
Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
I feel bad for the Johnson kids next door. Their parents just use their phone for home internet. So when everyone's online, it could be mad slow. Tom can barely play a full round of Horse Commander 3. Luckily, we get fast and reliable internet from Xfinity. So I can game while everyone's on with basically no interruptions.
Hey, Jess, can I, borrow some eggs?
You want a game here?
Please.
Now through December 21st, new customers can get 75 megabit internet on the next generation Xfinity 10G network for just $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless plan and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service. Actual speeds vary.
Attention Fred Meyer shoppers. This flu season, why make an extra stop when a world of care is right in store? Get your free flu vaccine from a licensed pharmacist at our award-winning pharmacy. Let our family protect your family with a free flu shot. It's all here. Fred Meyer, a world of care is in store. Flu vaccines are covered by most insurance plans and are free to the recipient. Check with your plan. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. Visit the pharmacy or site for details.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to TeamOKAnimalRescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. TeamOKAnimalRescue.org.
News Radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
Continuing to see some minor delays in Marysville. An earlier collision on I-5 southbound just south of 88th Street has been cleared. Still seeing delays of around 10 minutes there as things get moving once again. Everett to Seattle southbound taking just over 35 minutes. Seeing some delays on I-5 northbound as well. Those starting at 528 in Marysville and extending down to just south of Lowell Road. Seattle to Everett in just over 40 minutes. Our next Northwest traffic at 254. I'm Sam Rongvi.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back to Pause and Listen. We're here every Saturday for you from 2 to 3 here on Northwest News Radio. And I'm the host of the show. I'm a local veterinarian, and I'm blessed today to have Marina Rockinger with me.
Oh, thank you. I love how you say that.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
She's a great guest.
Thanks
and
for asking me.
Oh, it's fun. I'm never sure what questions she's going to ask me, so I'm always like, oh man, do we have to hit the dump button on a guest? I'm not sure we can do that. Truth be told, though,
like going into like whenever I've been on the show with you, I typically ask you the questions on the fly as we're doing the show, so you never know what I'm going to ask.
Which is awesome. I love that. I actually love that.
I haven't stumped you yet, though.
After being a veterinarian now for 32 years, I've seen a lot of different things.
Okay.
And so,
all right.
And I do welcome questions from the public, and you know, dogs and cats are what I do now, but I've worked on all different kinds of species over the years. And certainly welcome any questions.
So if somebody wants to ask you, they go to your website?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, go to caraveterinary.com.
C-A-R-A?
C-A-R-A, which means best friend in Gaelic. One of my best friends is Irish, and that's we came up
I
with the name together.
Amazing.
And it fit how we treat all of our pets as well as their pet parents. And we work together. We have a great family of veterinary hospitals in the area from just opened up Roosevelt Animal Hospital about 6 weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it's beautiful. Dr. Walker and Dr. Hartgarten, two amazing doctors that have been part of the Cara family for quite a while now and are running the hospital up
Fantastic.
There. So great team. You know, wonderful that way. Before going to break, we were talking about Lexi. So I got the name right this time.
Yes, you did. My 8-year-old.
An 8-year-old, yes.
Yep, German Shepherd. Yep.
And you were talking about starting to slow down a little bit.
She is, yeah. So at 8, she is starting to just show a little bit of that.
You know,
she's not quite as, you know, energetic as she used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that can indicate aging. Mm-hmm. And every pet, dog or cat is different. Some of the more common things we see are associated with arthritis and the pain that's associated with that, just like it is with people.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the main reason that older people don't walk as far as their hips hurt or their knees hurt or their back hurts. And that's really the first question, Marina, that I would have for your veterinarian is, are we dealing with some arthritic issues?
Okay.
Is there a problem there? Because there are lots of great either supplements or medications that can make a huge difference and are extremely safe.
And how do we know, like, is it just she would be slower getting up and down or getting up, you know, jumping up on something? Or how do we know?
Sometimes it's really subtle, right?
Yeah.
Dog always sleeps in the upstairs bedroom at the foot of my bed. All of a sudden is choosing to sleep on
downstairs.
The couch downstairs.
Okay, gotcha.
Right? Which at first you're like, well, they don't like me anymore. Am I snoring too much? Like, why aren't they coming upstairs? But it may be that it hurts to climb the stairs, and they're not going to complain about it and tell you.
Because they can't tell you.
Right. It also, like in a cat situation, one of the most common things we see is all of a sudden they're having accidents outside the litter box.
Okay.
Which at first you're like, oh, that must be a urinary problem or a bowel problem or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, you've come to find out it's uncomfortable for them to get into the litter box.
Okay. I never thought of it that way.
And turn in a tight box. And so sometimes we actually resolve that issue by having a lower lip to the litter box, have maybe a larger litter box, maybe a ramp or some steps to get in, but we actually make it easier. So there could be a lot of different subtle signs. My dog doesn't want to go for a walk anymore.
Right. That'd be a very obvious sign to me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I've had clients say, is there something in the neighborhood they're scared of?
Right.
I mean,
no, they're just trying to tell
moment,
you.
They're just telling you
these hurts.
Different things.
Yeah.
And so for Lexi, I think, first of all, if that's that can be an early sign of frailty, right, okay. based on the study that or the project that's going on. And it's important to kind of be aware of that because we can maybe intervene at this point in time to slow that progression down. Mm-hmm. It's going to progress. I mean,
of
we all age,
it is. Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
We haven't found the secret of anti-aging completely yet. And so our pets do age, but how do we actually slow and manage through that process? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really important part of this study is we could start actually putting a measurement on this, just like we do a body condition score or a body temperature or what the heart rate is. It's just it's a measurement. It's a data point that we can track. Right.
Yeah. And even one of the articles I was reading said they are trying to develop a frailty instrument, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Is that an actual physical instrument or is that
like
a data point?
I think it's a data point.
Okay, gotcha.
I think how I understood it. And I'm certainly not one of the researchers on the project.
Right,
so,
right.
But my understanding
maybe some
on
way
that
of
is
the data point of figuring out, okay, if they score this number in all these categories, it sounds like their frailty might be on the upper end.
Yes. Yeah. Which brings up to the other end of the spectrum, right? So hopefully this is 6 years from now for Lexi or maybe 20 years from now, right?
We have 28-year-old German Shepherd.
Yes,
wow. Okay.
I think I did just read about some dog that hit 30 years or something.
Yeah, but I think I heard about that too. Wow.
I'm not sure. I did not see the birth certificate, so I'm not 100% sure. Anyways, the other end of things and when we are starting to make decisions on euthanasia or not, in addition to sometimes decisions of like, should I get my pet's teeth cleaned? Mm-hmm. Should I get this benign mass removed?
Right.
Should I fix this broken leg? Should I fix a torn ACL?
Right.
The question I get all the time are they too old for that, doc?
Yeah.
And that's a hard question to answer.
It is, because let's say you have a 12-year-old golden retriever or something, and that dog breaks their leg. What do you do?
It could be like cougar. They'll live for another 4 years.
And you don't know that.
But the frailty score could help guide some of those decisions, right?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Because not every 12-year-old golden is the same. Not every 8-year-old
German Shepherd
is the same.
Yeah.
So having this can help guide some of these decisions because it is we don't have a crystal ball.
So if they had a metric to which they could say, check all these different areas and go, maybe he's not going to recover that well from the surgery.
Yeah.
Or, no, he's very healthy in every single way.
Right.
I recommend it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we do this in the human world too.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
absolutely.
Are you going to go in for extensive cancer treatment if you have end-stage dementia?
Yeah.
Probably not. I certainly wouldn't want that for myself. Right.
So. Right.
The same sort of idea on that but we can actually start giving a score, giving a indication of where we're at on this aging process, which can help make those decisions, but also make the decision of, is it time? Which is one of the most common questions
hard.
I get.
Yeah.
And it's a really hard question. One, it puts a lot of pressure on the veterinarian.
I'm sure, because we look to you to say, no, it's time, or no, it isn't time. Like, we look to you to give us the answer, and even you don't have the answer, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's a spectrum, right?
Yeah.
I've obviously had some cases of like, no, it's not time. Lexi's just a little, doesn't want to go up the stairs anymore. It's not time, Marina. Or I've had others like, it was probably times 6 months ago. But there's a lot in between.
There is, and I will say that, and I'm sure you've experienced this because we have with our own pets in the past, like, you know that things are starting to happen. The pet is failing in some way, shape, or form. You take them in, we go see the vet. Yeah, things are, we'll see. And you go home and the dog is all active again. And you're like, well, now they're totally normal.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, and let's say you made the decision. Okay, this is it. We're going to euthanize. It's been a good life. Yep. And then they come home and they're all crazy with energy. Yep. And you're like, oh, we made the wrong decision.
Yeah, I think there's a couple really important points to bring up on this. One is, I think it's important to keep a log and keep a diary of activities because it's easy to focus on the one really hard day. And but at the same time, sometimes it's really easy to focus on the one great day.
For sure. Yeah.
When the time is coming and we have a history, it's okay to put them down or euthanize them on a good day. Like, and some people
really have a hard time with it. Yeah,
it is really hard, but from an animal suffering and what they're going through, if, let's say 19 out of 20 days are miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, how it works is you schedule on Thursday and it's the 1 out of 20, they're good.
Yeah.
Do you really want them to go have another 5 miserable days? So,
yeah, I guess you're right. Like when things are good for them, that's when you go buy them a hamburger at McDonald's.
And, you betcha. Yeah. I mean, and get them a steak and
steak and a glass of wine.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Give them a bunch of chocolate. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at that point. Yeah.
I think it's important to log it so you're not, it's a very emotional time.
Oh, yeah.
And
no doubt.
How we manage that can sometimes be, we have to be a little bit practical. Like, let's think about the things that they're doing. Like, are they still eating?
Mm-hmm.
Are they, you know, having accidents in the house? Are they still enjoying their walk? Maybe it's only one block around versus mm-hmm. the 4 miles they used to do.
Right.
But are they still happy for that? Are they happy when you come home? Do they mm-hmm. greet you? Are they sleeping through the night or are they restless and pacing and all those other things that they can do? Are they able to stand, right?
Right.
Without assistance?
Yeah, that's one that was always a telltale for us in the past with our older dogs. So like mm-hmm. they were wobbly and having trouble standing.
Yes.
That yeah. typically was like, okay, it's not going to be much longer.
Yeah. And I would remind everybody that there are some really safe medications out there now. Mm-hmm. And I would highly recommend, if you haven't, at least try some of those. I've seen some of these, quote, miracles. Mm-hmm. And we used to have a saying in veterinary school and actually after veterinary school, too, of like never euthanize a dog without trying a course of steroids. And there's some truth to that, right?
Yeah.
There are some miracles that can happen when a pet's all of a sudden can't get up and we put them on some medications and all of a sudden we have another 18 months sometimes, right?
Yeah.
And so really work hand in hand on that. But I think what I'm most excited about this dog project, the frailty project that is happening is one, like I mentioned before, the working human medicine, veterinary medicine together is
That's
really exciting.
Fantastic, yeah.
The learnings on both sides, I
yes.
think, are very powerful. The other aspect of it is helping guide that decision at a very emotional time. A lot of pressure on for the doctor because it's an awkward mm-hmm. time. I don't know exactly how to answer that.
Right.
But if I have a history and we can say, hey, Marina, you know, your dog Lexi has gone from a score of, you know, 9 down
Whatever
to
it is.
A 2 now.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, look at this progression. Here's your log. Let's talk about what's happening.
So it sounds
we can
like
make a decision together.
In addition to the list of questions, you know, to ask now and have known to ask for the last 30 years, it sounds like this frailty instrument, if you will,
yep.
this dog aging project
right.
will help you guys veterinarians really dial it in, it
yes,
sounds like. Yeah.
It will. And also, it'll give us an opportunity as we try different things like
yeah.
the steroid comment or
exactly.
supplements or a
right.
diet change where we can actually measure that success. This is Peter Brown. This is Pause and Listen. We're on Northwest News Radio every Saturday from 2 to 3.
Your pet is an irreplaceable family member. That's why Cara Veterinary should be your vet of choice. Cara puts pets first, addressing their medical needs and the emotional needs of their human owners. Cara has 10 clinics throughout Western Washington. Click CaraVeterinary.com to find the one that's near you. And see for yourself how Cara is reimagining the veterinary experience. Cara Veterinary, where the pet care experience is designed from the animal perspective. That's C-A-R-A Veterinary.com.
2 times the healthy blood pressure support? That's a number to rave about. Thanks to Superbeats Heart Chew's unique 2X ingredient that helps promote normal blood pressure nearly 2 times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Superbeats is America's number one selling beet brand and the only number one cardiologist, doctor, and pharmacist recommended beet brand for heart health support. A clinical study showed that the key ingredient in Superbeats Heart Chews is nearly 2 times more effective at supporting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And they're part of a brand with over 60,000 five-star ratings and reviews. So double your potential with a special offer exclusively for radio listeners. Get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Heart Chews and 15% off your first order at GetSuperbeats.com with code RADIO. That's a free 30-day supply and 15% off for radio listeners only at GetSuperBeets.com
Code radio.
Tom Turner here for Mathewson's Automotive and Tire in Renton. Truly one of the finest shops in the country. Top quality vehicle maintenance and repair has been Mathewson's trademark since 1933. They've got outstanding technicians and all the latest equipment and tooling to diagnose and fix all makes and all models. And happy customers are their specialty at Mathewson's. A AAA top shop and winner of the City of Renton's Total Quality Business Award. 271 Rainier Avenue North in Renton, or click MathewsonsAutomotive.com. Mathewson's, the Nordstrom of auto repair.
News radio traffic from the High Performance Homes Traffic Center.
In Marysville, an earlier collision on I-5 southbound close to 88th Street has been cleared. However, just north of there on I-5 southbound, just north of 116th Street, a new collision has blocked the left lane. Stop and go traffic from Sayre 531, seeing delays of around 15 minutes there if you're heading southbound on I-5 through Marysville right now. Our next northwest traffic at 304, I'm Sam Rongvi.
It's a Northwest News Radio Lifestyle Weekend. Now, back to Pause and Listen. And your host, from Cara Veterinary, Dr. Peter Brown.
Welcome back to Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown with guest Marina Rockinger. And we're here talking about pets. So
yes,
thanks, Marina.
As always,
so,
thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's been a really important subject we've talked about today.
Yes.
And end of life and how we deal with the aging process and go from there. And as I reflect to my career, mm-hmm. is euthanasia and end of life is one of the most important things that I do. And it's hard saying goodbye. But it's also
so hard.
You know, I've seen a lot of creativity through that time.
So I was going to ask you, I know we touched on it a little while ago, but is it anything goes? Like, can you just give your dog chocolate and a glass of wine if you want to and a steak and just let him have at it?
Yeah. The only thing I would caution a little bit, just don't overwhelm that. Sometimes, sometimes
you the sedative
we use prior to euthanasia sometimes can make them throw up if their stomach's full of red wine and steak and chocolate.
Right.
So using a little bit of common sense through there. Where I found the biggest impact, at least for the owners and the pet parents, mm-hmm. is taking them to their favorite spots.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes it's down memory lane. Right.
True. Like when they were puppies.
And I've seen them do, you know, the 10 places that
I love that.
They love visiting during their life.
And
that
people,
could be a long project, right? It could be over a few weeks.
A lot of people put that on social media and I love that so
much. Yeah. Another thing I would, you know, highly recommend if, you know, depending on what's right for you is sometimes doing the euthanasia at home. It can decrease a lot of stresses for everybody. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend as a pet parent, stay with your pet through mm-hmm. this process.
Yes.
They're always scared when you leave and they don't need to be scared at that moment.
Yeah.
And it's extremely peaceful. I hope that option is for me when I come to that time. But it is important to be in a calm, relaxing environment.
Yeah,
that,
so. I agree. And I unfortunately, most of us pet parents have been through this with our pets.
Yes.
And it is a hard time. But a lot of times, too, there is some relief for everybody at the end.
Yeah.
When you know that your pet has been suffering, whether it's a cat, dog, or otherwise, and you've seen the suffering, and it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And at the very end, if you can just have a moment with that pet, you know, and just...
Yep.
Cry and hug and
Early this year we put our Sammy down and at our house with my wife and my two sons, and we were sitting on the couch together, and Dr. Van Winkle came from our Village Veterinary location, mm-hmm. and it was, as hard as it was a very peaceful, calm celebration of life moment.
So we've been talking about the Dog Aging Project, and we just go ahead and look it up, Google it, and see if you can become a part of it.
Yeah. So this is Pause and Listen. This is Peter Brown with Marina Rockinger today.
Thank you.
Go to carveterinary.com, look at our locations, leave suggestions for future shows. We'd love to hear from you. We're on every Saturday from 2 to 3.
The preceding pre-recorded program was paid for by Cara Veterinary and does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Northwest News Radio management or staff. Listen every Saturday afternoon at 2 and visit carveterinary.com.
Okanagan County is the size of Connecticut with over 40,000 people, but has no publicly funded animal shelter. Team Okanagan Animal Rescue, with your generous support, is working to change this. This is Peter Brown, founder of Cara Veterinary. I am asking for your support to bring welfare services and compassionate care to the animals of Okanagan County. To donate, go to teamokanimalrescue.org. Once again, we need the donations. Team OK Animal Rescue. .org.
So what are you reading?
I'm checking out the ratings on the new TVs, and it looks like Samsung, LG, and Sony got the best scores.
Just like last year. What about those new high dynamic range TVs?
They got the highest scores of all, but their prices are really high.
Did you check online?
Yeah, their prices were about the same.
Well, there's one place where we can get a hot deal on those top-rated models.
Where?
At Video Only. Check out the ratings on TV stores.
I see. Video Only scored better than the others.
So, if you want the best deal on the best TVs,
then we should take our TV ratings and head over to top-rated Video Only.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
KNWN Seattle, KNWN FM Oakville, and KPLZ HD2 Seattle, your information station.